And welcome to a show of their own, Sports and Life with Morgan and Laura. I'm Morgan.
And I am Laura. And welcome to our Friday Life episode of the week. Morgan, what topic do you have for us today?
So we will, surprise, surprise, be talking about royals. And this week, or I guess last week, we're recording on Monday, Harry and Meghan had announced a couple of new ventures from their that will be under Archwell Productions. So I figured we might as well talk about that because we saw kind of a lot of them this last. I say a lot. We saw them twice, and that was a lot considering we've kind of been in a royal drought, if you will. So one. I would say like one project is more like Meghan's project and one project is more Harry's project, but they're both jointly working on them. And so we're going to start with Meghan's, and it is seemingly tied into her brand that we discussed a couple weeks ago, which is the American Riviera Orchard, which is difficult for me to say because there's like five R's in there. But it seems like it's going to be related to that because it's going to be a Netflix series and it will, quote, celebrate the joys of cooking, gardening, entertaining, and friendship. It, like, I'm going to be honest, the friendship part made me giggle because it seems super duper cheesy. Like, cooking, gardening, entertaining, yes, go for it. That sounds like a lifestyle thing that could, like, basically be her old blog, which was The Tig, kind of in a TV format, but then they added friendship, and I was like, okay, we're getting a little cheesy here. That was my one, like, kind of ick about the description that they gave. I was like, really? Just take out the friendship. Like, because to me, that makes me think of, like, I guess somewhat like her podcast, but if you're gonna make it, like, a cooking, gardening, like, entertainment thing, like, having the friends in there, like, I don't want it to be, like, life advice mixed, if that makes sense. Like, I'm imagining some kind of like lifestyle, like cooking show. Like, okay, if you ever watched anything on like Food Network in the early 2000s, there was like Ina Garten, her like cooking show. Like, she would have cooking, but then she'd also like towards the end show you like how to set like the table for this whatever thing she was hosting, kind of a thing. Like, that's what I'm imagining it, but with Meghan. So like the friendship thing really kind of like threw me off because I was like, this means she's bringing in her friends.
I think that's the thing. I think, because I don't think it's like we're gonna have topics about it. I think it's like with special guests of like, let me bring in Oprah or let me bring in Gloria Steinem,
and I wish they would have
whoever.
Just had that as the description set. Although I'm not like blaming Meghan because I don't know who wrote the description, but it was just kind of a weird thing to like just throw in there, you know, instead of just being like, it's focusing on these things and we'll have special guests or her friends will make cameos.
Or you
kind
don't
of
even need to say the special guest.
Yeah.
And just when you do your promo, like your inevitable Netflix promo, just show like a little tease of like her Suits co-stars or something.
Yes. Ooh, that's a good one. But like, I'm super interested in this and how it's going to tie into that brand that they launched, because there's definitely going to be tie-ins, because when you talked about their, like what they have copyrighted, I remember one of them being like cookbooks and like jams and gardening tools and like all of that like falls in line with it. So it's interesting to see. I'm very curious if the series is going to be called American Riviera Orchard or just be like, I don't want to say like advertising for that brand, but you know it's going to pop in since they're both Meghan's brands.
I feel like they won't call it directly American Riviera Orchard. I feel like they'll do something like out in the orchard or something like name it something with one of the names.
Like a tie-in kind of a thing, for sure.
To like wink wink without like literally being the name.
Yeah. And definitely be using some of the things that they sell. Which it does seem like they are going to be selling things. Someone posted right before we recorded. It was Tracy James posted on, was that Tracy? Yeah. She now my brain, I was like, is that the right name? Yeah. I think she's Tracy Roberts on Instagram, but that's like her married name. And this article I screenshots calling her Tracy James, so that threw me off. She posted a picture on her Instagram stories of a thing of jam that has like American Riviera Orchard on there and everything. And wait, now I'm like, hold on. Now I feel like I'm totally gonna say the wrong thing. Sorry, I think I said Roberts earlier. I meant Robbins. Her Instagram is Miss Tracy Robbins. We'll tie all of this together. But she posted a picture of, and I want to know what kind of jam it is because she doesn't say, like, it's just in a bowl with lemons, but it doesn't say what kind of jam it is. And I'm so curious because I don't, is lemon, I'm sure lemon jam is a thing, but that doesn't sound like necessarily something you'd have in April kind of a thing. Anyway, it seems like I kind of can see this being like, her friends and that getting like exclusive, so they're getting like the first batches of everything, and it's super cute packaging. It's very like what I would imagine if Megan would pick out for her like jams. But the interesting thing is on the label it says 17 of 50, so that makes me curious if like everything they sell through that brand, if it's going to be like small batches like that, because that's going to sell out in like seconds if it's that small batch, or if it's just that small of a batch for the people she's sending it to now as kind of like a test kind of thing is my guess. But the reason it's interesting that Tracy Robbins got it is because she is married to the president and CEO of Paramount Pictures and Nickelodeon, and they were at the Bob Marley movie premiere in Jamaica with Harry and Meghan, so it all ties in. And I just thought that was really interesting. But I'm like, part of me is like, oh, that sucks that it's gonna be super small batches because that means like it's gonna be hard to get. And like, if you're really interested, if I'm really interested in something, I'm not that kind of person that will just stay online and wait to purchase tickets. Like that's just not there. First of all, I don't have like a lot of disposable income to do that. But also, even if it's like something that I could afford, to me, I'm just like not gonna waste my time with that. Like it could be Rangers tickets for $50 at the World Series, but you have to like sign on at midnight to get in line to maybe have a chance. I'm not doing it. I know my odds are low. And I'm not gonna risk it. So that kind of makes me nervous that like, is all of her products gonna be that way, or is it just maybe gonna be like the jams, like the fresh stuff? Because as someone who's getting like into gardening, if she has gardening stuff, like I could be swayed into buying stuff because the Duchess of Sussex is selling it to me, and I don't want to have to be like fighting people on the internet to get it. You know what I mean?
The other thing I would say too is even like people who are willing to be online and stuff like that, the like big secret you have in like all of these different sorts of things is pe like businesses or people who write programs that just snap them up programmatically to then resell. And you most see that
That's
with
what I,
like
yeah.
you most see that with tickets. But with something like Megan, where you know the resale value would be high, they almost certainly would do that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just interested in like what launches first, the TV series or like that brand with products? Are they going to be simultaneous? Because like we don't really know much about either to really. Like I'm just kind of piecing things together here. But it would be smart to kind of launch them together because they feel connected. But I could also see maybe the brand launching first and that hypes up the series or vice versa kind of thing. So I'm super curious. And I just really want to know like what the first like line of products is going to be because that episode where you listed everything for that thing under their copyright was extensive, and I doubt it's just going to be all of that at once. The other series, also on Netflix, that we were told about was, this is the Harry one, that I'm calling it the Harry one, whereas they're both executive producing this series. It sounds like just Meghan might be doing the cooking one, but they're both doing the Polo one. But to me, Polo is very Harry, cooking, gardening, that is very Meghan. But the series is going to be about, and this is a quote because I know nothing about polo, so it's about the world of professional polo, and it's going to focus on National Polo Center in Wellington, Florida. We already saw them starting to film this past weekend. It sounded like so Harry played polo for, and I'm going to butcher the name, for his charity Symbolic, I think is how you say it. Which is like one of the annual like polo games he plays in. And it looked like they recorded some there, but it doesn't necessarily seem like it's the series is going to focus on like Harry playing it. Like they might just kind of be in the background and be seen in some of the episodes and scenes, but they're not like the main focus. It's not like Harry playing polo is the series. But we did also see them, or see Harry, like on, I wanted to say on set. Is it still a set if it's like a polo field? Like anytime someone says on set, like I'm picturing like a
Would it
built
be like
set.
on location?
There we go. We saw him on location. And not gonna lie, it kind of felt like looking at someone like cosplaying what an executive producer would like. Like I know he's done documentaries before, but that's why it kind of made it funny, because he's just like standing there in casual clothes with like headphones on. I'm like, this looks like someone being told like, okay, this is how executive producers look when they're like, they're very casual, not dressed up. You got a ball cap on, have your headphones so it looks like you're doing something, kind of a thing. Which I'm sure he's doing something, but that's just what my brain went to. Which that probably sounded very like, oh, they don't do their own work, which obviously I don't believe that, but it was just a funny, because that was like the only picture we got. It was like him standing next to someone else who I assume was also a producer, but it was just to go from like playing polo to then see that, it was kind of, it looked like a parody of a polo series, but it sounds like it's going to be more like docu-series kind of vibes for this. I don't have much other information on that, because there really wasn't. They were filming, what they were filming was the US Open quarter final match. That is a mouthful. And that's kind of all I know. I don't know anything about polo except they play it and there's horses, and that's all I got. But like, it basically, in the summaries I read, it was just that it was going to be about different professionals. I don't know if it's, I'm assuming polo has teams from what I, minimal knowledge that I have. So I don't know if they're following like certain teams or just certain polo players for this series. That's going to be interesting. I would definitely watch this, even though I know nothing about polo, just based on the summary of it. One of the producers or something had done another series, and I, dummy me, did not write it down, but it sounded really interesting, so I'll try and look it up real quick. But I kind of wish it was something a little different, just because polo makes sense for Harry, but I'm kind of like, I wish it was something a little more meaningful, but I don't know if I'm thinking that just because, like, I don't know, because like, I both of them feel very trivial, but like, they should also be allowed to have like their fun, like, things, and it doesn't have to always be so serious, because again, they aren't, they're in the royal family, but they're not in like the business side of the royal family, so everything they have to do doesn't necessarily have to have this big, gigantic meaning behind it. But I do kind of wish there had been something else, like maybe a third thing that had to do with maybe like some of their charities or something.
I will say too, comparing the two, obviously they're both trivial, but Megan's like I really see the audience for that. Like the
Yeah.
kinds of things she talks about, the kinds of things she likes are uber trendy with a large population of people in a key demographic age. So, like, I can see who would watch this. It's a lot of women, it's a lot of young to middle-aged kind of women, like cooking things. Like, that's all like very well proven that there's a market for that kind of thing. Like you said, Ina Garten, like that's been established.
Yeah.
I'm not really clear on, and maybe they'll do it fantastic and it'll be like that F1 series on Netflix, where I would have been like, when they announced it, like, I'm not really clear who the audience is for this, but then it was amazing and it got a bunch of Americans into F1 who weren't previously. I'm not really
Right.
clear who the audience is. And a lot of the people who like polo and are predisposed to be interested in polo are British people. And whatever you
Yeah.
want to say about British people, good, bad, or indifferent, a fact is they're not big fans of Harry right now. So I'm not sure that
Yeah.
that's going to be a good mix. Like their real prime audience right now is Americans who are really interested in them and follow them and don't just dislike them. Like there are a lot of fans of Harry and Meghan in the US, and I'm not sure who of them this appeals to.
And maybe that's what why I'm kind of like I wish it was something different because you're right, like who this feels like it appeals to Harry, so Harry wanted to do it kind of a thing, and not necessarily like who else would want to watch it. Because also like my thing is like from a very like generic standpoint, polo seems like a rich person sport. So I'm like, why would I guess in the context of the fact that the only time I've ever really seen like any interest in polo is like from royal watching, and it's royals watching it. You know what I mean? It's not a very, first of all, it's not a very popular sport from my understanding, like you said, in the US. So it that I think that's exactly what it is. Who is this appealing to?
About the only thing that I could have seen this working on, like the only way this I could see this working, and I can't think Carrie would have gone along with this, but I would have loved it. Like this would have gotten me, is if they did like an MTV Made style show around polo, but with like celebrities. So they had a like
Yeah.
special guest on, and they taught them how to play polo. Like it might get a little repetitive watching people struggle and all of that, but then it would be an opportunity to like talk about the person and find out about them. So
Yeah.
it could be like a promotional thing. Like, and if you had like a whole two different teams and they spent the whole time, like if you made it more of a reality show and then they like
Yeah.
learn and then it all culminated in some big epic final polo match, like. Again, totally different show. So not sure that they ever would have wanted that. But then I could see like the appeal, even if it's a sport I literally know nothing about, because I used to watch MTV Made and watch them be like made into things that I knew nothing about, and I still found it very interesting.
Yeah. And so I found what I was, by the way, all my information came from Town and Country magazine article online, because they actually were the only ones that I could find easily that had all the information I wanted. But I found what I had been thinking about. One of the producers, or it's going to be produced by Boardwalk Pictures, and one of the people that produced that is on that company worked on Welcome to Wrexham, which was a docuseries about the soccer club that Ryan Reynolds is part owner of. And that docuseries was out 2 years ago. So like, and I didn't watch that because soccer, again, I watched Ted Lasso, and that's the extent of soccer knowledge. And watching that I have done. As far as professionally though, I would more likely to watch a soccer docuseries than polo, if that says anything. And I remember seeing commercials about, or advertisings, I guess, about that documentary series that they did on that soccer club, but I never watched it. So I mean, I guess at the very least it'll have some like cool graphics and production wise, but again, like the summary on here from Deadline, which I'm sorry, it sounds super cheesy. It says, first of all, it says the National Polo Center, which is what the focus on. It says the series will explore the world of the sport, which is known primarily for its aesthetic and social scene. So again, like to me, that's like, oh, like the rich people that play and watch it, and like kind of too perfect. And like to me, I'm like, this feels more like when Harry was like single in the Royals, of like what he would want to do, kind of a thing, not like the Harry we think of now, in my opinion. Because like, if you think about it, their most recent like projects had been their Netflix series that they did about, you know, getting out of the royal family basically. And then they did or they are doing the one about I don't know, I just blanked on it. What's the sports thing that Harry does every like 2 years, I think it is.
Oh, the Invictus Games.
Yes, thank you. They're doing a documentary about that. So then to go from like those two more like serious things to then like polo, just I don't, it's weird. And like you said, again, who's the audience? And then it goes on to say who it'll pull the curtain back on the grit and passion of the sport, capturing players and all it takes to compete at the highest level. I guess. I mean, it kind of just seems like they're trying their hardest to get Americans to be
Yeah.
interested in polo, and I'm not
And
sure this
here's
is
the
necessarily
thing.
the way.
We have this is a good tie into sports. We have this discussion about hockey all the time because the problem we have with hockey is if someone watches hockey and wants to play hockey, they literally have to go out and spend hundreds of dollars and then find ice, which itself can cost money to play hockey. Whereas if someone, even soccer, if someone sees a soccer game or sees a basketball game or a football, even a football game, you can go out and like play flag football for not much money, or you can play pickup basketball for almost free. Like there's all of that. So hockey always comes out badly in that. The one time where hockey would be like, well, you know, it's not that expensive is if we're comparing it to freaking polo, because a horse, you have to get a horse
You have to have
plus
a horse.
all of the equipment, but a horse. Like, it's just not like you could do a perfect job of selling me on polo, and I still can't do anything because the only people who can play it is people who have enough money to use a horse.
Right, and last I checked, you can't just go like get a horse from Academy.
Yeah. So, like, even if this does a job and sells us all on polo, to what end?
Right. And at least like with Megan's, you're learning stuff. Is at least the description tells you that. And 'cause like the other thing, if you're thinking about the of with like polo versus like a soccer docuseries on an English team. Okay. I may not be interested in soccer, but other people, there's definitely a demographic for people who watch soccer on TV. Like I'm very confident that there is a way for me to watch any soccer game in the world if it's a team that is established and somewhat well known. I don't know the team, right? I've never heard of that until, you know, he had it. And that's probably the point of that docuseries and his name being part of it. I could go find the game, which does is are polo I are they matches? I think they're polo matches games. I don't know. I can you watch those? Can you find those online to watch? Like at the very just like again, where it is.
Yeah, it just it I come back to what are we trying to do? Who is this for? It doesn't, and like I'm not, and you know me, I'm not inherently not supportive of Harry, but like Meghan's, it makes perfect sense. It is a winner. I think it could be a winner. Like I could see how they could build it into something, but I don't see how they get any kind of good ratings or any kind of impact or anything from that series.
Yeah, because it's like Meghan and Harry, both they're gonna grab like their fans and like royal watchers and that audience already, which is fairly big. So like it'll automatically do well then. But like Meghan is also going to grab onto the people who don't know that she's a royal, who she is, but are just interested in the topics she's talking about or teaching about or discussing or showing or whatever. Whereas like Harry, he's gonna grab royal fans and
And
what I imagine are the few polo players,
even
watchers.
yeah, but even the like royal fans, like Meghan's show, I don't think it's a given that Harry's like I think a lot of royal people will watch it for like the first episode to be like, does he talk
Exactly.
about William or something? And then we'll just immediately be like, okay, I really don't care about people riding horses that much. And then just we'll like not watch like what is going to be watching through the entire series, and then also repeat views, because that's like a thing that happened with Megan and Suits, is even people who had
Yeah.
seen Suits but were royal fans rewatched. I don't think there's going to be a lot of like watching the series through or rewatching or any of that. I'm willing to be proven
It'd
wrong, but I just
be
don't really think it.
same, but it might actually be a con that, like, as far as pros and cons for it, it might actually be a disadvantage for them to not have Harry playing polo in that series and just having him on the sidelines, you know? Because that would be, if Harry's gonna play polo and it's gonna follow him playing polo, but also talking with other professionals, that would draw in certainly more people over the long haul of the series and not just maybe the first 10 minutes of episode one.
I will say the only way I will see this working, and it's based on that Formula One Drive to Survive, that sort of thing, and what made those shows work, is if they develop good personalities. Like if they
Yeah.
find who, not even who are the best polo players, but who are the ones who are really interesting, and develop them on camera, like on the storylines, and if there's some drama, if it is a kind of more of a reality show and less of a documentary. Because if it's a documentary, I'm like, my question would be, what is the point? Because usually a
Right.
documentary, it's like trying to advocate something. Polo is good is not really a strong point. So if they formulate it into like a reality show and they build good personalities, that's the only way this is even viable. I don't know that they are doing that though. And this is where, like,
Yeah.
I think Megan has such an advantage. One, her interests are inherently more interesting. That's no slam. Everyone's entitled to their own interests. And you don't have to work based on your interest. You could do something you're not interested in for a documentary or something like that. But I also think she is more savvy when it comes to what is marketable, what translates well, and like if you just watch her interviews and the way she does things, she is more, and a lot of people say this with a negative connotation. I do not. She is just more aware of how to
Yes.
present herself and how to present things in such a way that's more interesting.
For sure. And I think, not to get too deep, but also I think Harry doesn't have that because of how he grew up too. If you really think about it, he like it kind of feels, honestly, this would make more sense if it was right after he left the royal family. Like be like, well, I don't really know what I'm gonna do now, but you know, I like polo and you know it's popular in the my bubble, so why not do a documentary series about that? Like if that, I think that's also why it's like hard to grasp why we're doing it, because it would make more sense if he did this sooner, which I get COVID happened, so not a lot of time for him to do it sooner, but like that's where I have trouble grasping it in a way. It does seem like he's not really aware of the surroundings. And again, not a knock to him, not trying to, you know, he's not gonna listen to this. But yeah, I would find it fun if he did a docuseries on hockey, because then it would be him learning hockey, or baseball because that's America's pastime, or football because we've seen him go to football games, but does he understand football? Like, that would be so
Well,
endearing
or
and
I
so
even
fun.
think, and if we want to talk about marrying like something that's interesting and entertaining with like some kind of advocacy work and work like that, I think highlighting like the WNBA or the National Women's Soccer League or the PWHL, and then like really working on building those personalities and using his name to then get those storylines out to get buy-in. That is something that is going to be far more fruitful.
Yes. I also could see I now that we were just talking about different things he could do, I want to see a docuseries similar to the vibe of when he did James Corden. And they had where they did like the off schools. That was so fun. Imagine a whole docuseries of Harry being like that. That could be fun.
Yeah, I think there's so many things that could be like cool and interesting, and this is just not one of them.
Agreed. And
Willing
that's
to
all
be
I got.
proven wrong, maybe they can.
Same. Watch us in like whenever this premieres, like a year from now, we'll be like, oh my God, did you watch the episode that just came out yesterday? It was like, we could be eating our words. Who knows?
So that was the recap of Harry and Meghan and their latest ventures. Thank you, Morgan. I actually had a rave. I don't have a rant, but
Okay, love a rave.
so am I ever increasing effort to find like little pastimes and stuff for good mental health? My Instagram algorithm, my YouTube algorithm landed me on something I never would have seen before that I'm now obsessed with, which is, it's a weird name. It's a non correct. It's an incorrect name, but it's what they call it, diamond painting. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but
Oh,
basically what you
yes.
do is it's like these tiny, tiny little jewel things, but they're not like real diamonds or anything, don't worry.
Yeah.
And it's a really, because you like with the you get a canvas that has like a whole thing sketched out. The one I'm doing now is like a dog. And then you get a bunch of different colors of these little like jewel things, and the canvas is sticky. And then you like take a little pen and pick up a jewel one at a time and place them. And the you then create this like three-dimensional shiny painting with these little, they call them diamonds, they're not real diamonds thing. And it's so, the thing I love about it is not like the end art. I'm not sure I'm going to actually do anything with it or not, but when you just need, and you can kind of do it slow or you can do a lot at a time. When you need to clear your head, it's so precise and detailed that you have to focus, but it's not so difficult. Like
Yeah.
if it's drawing, I'm out. Like I'm not going to
Same.
focus because I know I can't do it. Like it's attainable. Anyone can do it. Not anyone. Most anyone will have the motor skills to do it.
Yeah.
So it's just so fun, and I've started and I've gotten a lot done. So yeah, it's and the cool thing is they have these beginner kits, so you can kind of see if it's something you like or not. So you're not committed to like some of these other things. If you want to try it, it's like, well, it's like what we were talking about with the water polo. Well, $150 later, I decided I don't like it. I got
Right.
a like very small kit for $10, and it had everything I needed. There were
Nice.
no extra tools. There's other tools you can get that make it easier to do it, that if I decide I want to stick with this, I might do. But for now, it was like a $10 thing just to see if I like it, which is not that big of an investment for me. So
No, that's nice.
definitely a fun little like coping skill thing. And if you're like me, and even after a long day at work, you can't like clear your mind of what crazy thing is happening, I love these kinds of things that are very detail oriented that force you to think about that, because then you're not thinking about work.
Yeah.
So that is my rave for the week, and I'm happy I don't have a rant for this week, because usually the rant is the easy one to come up with.
Right. I
So
like that lately. We've had good raves. Not don't
yeah.
always have both, but usually if we have one, it's a rave. So that's good. We're doing good.
We're doing good because the thing is, our show a lot of times becomes a rant, so
Yeah.
that's a lot better. But anyways, we will see you all next Tuesday and Friday for another sports and life episode from us. So catch us then.